Mr. Chair, let me congratulate you on assuming the leadership of this preparatory committee. You can count on our full support in your endeavors. A full version of this statement will be posted on the website of the meeting. Mr. Chair, the global security situation keeps deteriorating. Russian Federation engages in nuclear coercion and threats. Russia continues its illegal and unprovoked war of aggression against Ukraine. We condemn again Russian war in Ukraine and demand it to immediately cease its military actions, withdraw its troops from the entire Ukraine, and respect Ukraine's territorial integrity and sovereignty with its internationally recognized borders. There is a war raging in Gaza. The possibility of a larger regional conflict with a negative impact on nuclear non-proliferation looms over the Middle East. We reaffirm our commitment to a just and comprehensive resolution of the situation based on the two-state solution. There are several other active conflicts ongoing while we meet here in peaceful Geneva. Every conflict makes disarmament more difficult. Every conflict makes proliferation more probable. We must show political will and improve our ability to address conflicts and their possible impact on nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament. We are facing a proliferation crisis. The nuclear and missile programs of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea remain a threat to regional and international peace and security. We are concerned about Iran's lack of cooperation with the IAEA. The state of the world is grim. It is time for action, action to strengthen the rules-based international order, action to fully implement obligations and commitments on all three pillars of the NPT. Mr. Chair, NPT is a public good in the service of all its states, bodies, and beyond. We should take advantage of current review process and advance the fulfillment of the treaty's aspirations. Let me highlight some key issues and priorities. It is paramount that we will agree on a meaningful outcome in the review conference in 2026. A third consecutive review cycle without an agreed outcome is not acceptable and could be detrimental for the credibility of the treaty. We must see concrete advancement in nuclear disarmament during this review. There is an urgent need to reduce the risks associated with nuclear weapons. Risk reduction can contribute to increased confidence and security and advance disarmament. Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty and cessation of fissile material production are key components in advancing nuclear disarmament. It is imperative that we achieve progress on these two matters during this review cycle. Nuclear proliferation is against all states' parties' interest. It is high time to strengthen further the nuclear non-proliferation regime. A logical step would be an agreement on making the additional protocol the required safeguards norm. Peaceful uses of nuclear energy is essential in achieving sustainable development goals and addressing the menace of the climate change. We need to strengthen international cooperation in peaceful uses and provide appropriate resources and support for the IAEA to this end. The Working Group on Further Strengthening the NPT Review Process did well a year ago. There was wide convergence of views concerning increased transparency and accountability, and even more so on practical arrangements of the review. It is important and highly possible to achieve an agreement on the measures to further strengthen the review process in the RevCon in less than 2 years. Mr. Chair, the review conference will take place in 2 years' time. Let us use this time in the best possible manner. This means speaking with each other and listening to each other's viewpoints and the argumentation behind them. This would pave the way to a successful review conference in 2026. Thank you, Mr. Chair.